does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you're with us. We got another hour of basketball to talk about. Stan Girard from USI will join us when we come back. Talk a little more high school basketball also. Right now, though, we turn it over to the star of the show. He's got more scores than you could possibly need. That's why he is the Minister of Information. It's Network Indiana's James Woods.
Thank you, Coach. That is the final five-minute update of the evening. I've got plenty of scores to try and cram in here. Starting off with boys high school basketball, Kokomo, they beat Tipton today 63-50. Lafayette Jeff, they took on and beat Lafayette Central Catholic 47-44. Lake Station versus Hanover, final score, Lake Station 55, Hanover 51. Lawrence North, they took on Homestead. Lawrence North wins 64-46. Lawrenceburg versus Jacksonville. Lawrenceburg 56, Jacksonville 42. Lebanon beat Covington tonight 55-39. Leo over East Noble 65-64. And Lewis Cass 49, Taylor 46. Looking at some girls' scores right now, Jay County beat Southern Wells 81-19. Jennings County took on and beat Warren Central 65-62. Lawrence North over Ben Davis 63-62. Tight game there. Lawrenceburg beat South Dearborn 67-34. Logansport 62. Anderson 49. McCutcheon, they beat Western 48-41, and Mishawaka Marion beat Fort Wayne Lures 84-59. Meanwhile, college basketball, IU plays tomorrow at noon versus the Michigan State Spartans. IU coming into the game at 11-6. They are coming off a victory over Illinois. That game's final score was 80-65. Meanwhile, the Purdue Boilermakers, they are taking on the Maryland Terrapins tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. Head coach Matt Painter spoke to the media about what he expects from Maryland.
Well, first of all, you know, they have a lot of interchangeable pieces, and so their ability to change defenses, switch a lot, just use their overall athleticism, I think that's more than anything. Obviously, we're more familiar with the guys that have been there before, you know, Dante Scott, Hakeem Hart, Julian Reese, but they have a good team. Jameer Young was a great addition for them. You know, he's really made them go. He can break you down off the dribble. He can make plays for himself. He can make plays for others. I think that's going to be an important thing, is because they'll come and get you some. They'll jump you some. They'll zone you some. They'll mix in their man. They'll switch. They'll do different things to get you to freeze, to get you to kind of think and go slow. And, you know, you got to keep playing. You know, you got to keep moving the basketball. You got to keep playing. You got to keep executing. If you constantly are sitting around wondering what they're doing, you know, they've accomplished what they wanted. You know, they want you to get there and just kind of be hesitant in what you're doing. But he's a really good coach, obviously, from the success he's had before, and he's done a really good job with his team.
Coach Painter also spoke about the effectiveness of the pick and roll between Zach Edey and Braden Smith.
Yeah, well, we initiate a lot, especially in transition, with that. And so now when people take things away or they overdo things, if we're making shots, we stay with it. And now it gives us something to go to if we're not making shots, you know. And so now we've been able to generate good shots at times and then miss them. You know, it's basketball, right? And especially when you shoot from a distance. That's why people pack the lane. But now it allows us to go to something where it might not be, you know, Braden's layup or Zach's lob. It's other people's shots, and just the mix of it, I think, has really helped us.
Once again, the Boilermakers take on the Terrapins tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern. Elsewhere, Notre Dame, they lost 84-72 to Boston College today. Meanwhile, Butler, they play tomorrow 12 p.m. against UConn. Turning now to the NBA, the Indiana Pacers are down 96-88 against the Phoenix Suns. There is 8:16 left in the fourth quarter in that game. And in the NFL divisional round, the New York Giants are down 38-7 against the Philadelphia Eagles, 1:45 left in that game. I will have more scores coming at you in the next 15 minutes. For Network Indiana, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everybody. Great job, James Adams. You're the best. Way to go. Fantastic scoreboard update. College basketball today, the University of Southern Indiana with a big win over Southern Illinois Edwardsville. 82-72, the final for the Screaming Eagles. Stan Girard, the head coach of USI, joins me. Coach, been a long time. Thanks so much for calling me, and congratulations on the win today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's always a joy to come on the show. Great win.
You're kind.
Great win tonight. I'm sorry?
You're very kind. You don't have to say that. I'm going to have you on. You know, it's okay.
No matter what.
Hey, listen, I'm happy for you because you're playing well. You're winning some games. It's the transition you've made, people don't realize, is monumental. And it's really, really hard to do what you're doing. Winning games is really impressive.
Yes, this league is a tough league, very athletic. And tonight we beat a very good SIU Edwardsville team who was – in first place. You go back to our schedule about 3 weeks ago, we go on a 3-game losing streak. And I told my young man in the following game after that 3-game win streak to rise above your circumstances, whether that's the losing streak, your slumps, whatever it may be. And, you know, since then we cleared our head and we're playing good basketball right now. We're on the 4-game win streak and winning 1-2 in the road this week at Lindenwood and again tonight at SIUE. And now we're in a 5-way tie for first place in OVC in our first year as we transition to Division One. So it's exciting, man. I'm telling you, Coach, it's exciting. It's fun. Proud of my guys for a job well done. I brought two young women that was with me at UIndy, Polakovich and Trevor Lake. Jacob, you know, is fourth in the country in rebounding. He had 16 points tonight, 23 rebounds, and Trevor just continues to – shoot the lights out of the ball. So we got a really good mix of guys that can, you know, spread the court, but guys that are listening, you know, guys that want to win and understand the process. So it's a joy to coach these guys, especially when they listen.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Well, you know what, and to me, and you know what, I think back to that lunch you and Greg Simmons and I had months ago and talking about things and seeing how all these kind of things play out for you. I'm happy for you. It's a perfect situation, especially because of USI's love affair with you and you with the love affair you have for the institution. It's an absolutely perfect match. I'm not surprised that you're winning because, number one, I think you're a tremendous coach. And secondly, you know, being able to work with guys who know you, know what's up, and all of those kinds of things. And the support you get from your campus, your community, I would think that the OVC schools would come into a place like yours and find themselves somewhat jealous that you have such the support that you have. And it's a perfect situation.
It is. Our university has done a great job in building this new place. We dropped $69 million into it. We played Southern Illinois Carbondale back in November. They had just came off of a win against Oklahoma State, beat them by 18. And then we played Indiana State a few weeks later. I think they were undefeated and beat those guys by 6. We had a record crowd here, over 3,000 people here, and they're getting behind us. You know, I'm sure some people in the beginning were very optimistic about this transition, but, you know, winning, you know, cures all, of course. So we got them quiet for a minute. The transition's been great.
Right.
We play other teams who's in our league, and the first thing other coaches talk about is our facilities and our home crowd advantage, and it doesn't get any better.
Right.
Tonight we win on the road. You know, we go into a hostile atmosphere, and came out of there victorious. You know, these guys tonight, SIU Edwardsville broke our eight-game home winning streak, you know, a couple weeks ago. So payback was on our guys' mind. So we, right. You know, we added that to the fire on top of having the opportunity to move to first place in league play. And now the fun begins because you want to play your best basketball at this point in the season. I'm glad you alluded to, you know, Greg Simmons, the lunch we had with Greg. That was a great meeting. We talked X and O's. We also talked about the landscape.
Yeah, we did.
Where I was at the current time in my career. Who knew I would be leaving New Indy, you know, a year or two after that.
Yep.
Come back to a place where I played at. And it's a joy. When I come out here and you know, for games and come to work every day, I graduated from this place. My wife did as well. And, you know, I come here, you know, I'm just blessed every day to be out here at a place that I love so much.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
I understand. I fully understand. And I understand the leap from Division II to Division I. I really do. Do you have time to hang on through another scoreboard update? Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Stan Gerard and I come back, talk more USI basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Also, coming up, we're going to talk with Steve Kolb from WAXL, David Deaton from WKLO. We got a little high school basketball to talk about after the scoreboard update on Indiana Sports Talk.
Getting right back into the boys' high school basketball scores. Mishawaka, they took on Northridge today and won 73-57, final score. Mooresville beats McCutcheon 44-30. Mount Vernon, Fortville, they beat Hamilton Southeastern 67-55. Muncie Burris beats South Adams 46-33. New Palestine over Franklin 64-53. Noblesville taking on and winning against Hamilton Heights 75-47. North Central Indianapolis, they beat Muncie Central 65-37. And North Davies, they beat Bar Reeve today 63-49. Looking at the girls' high school basketball scores, Richmond, they beat Lafayette Jeff 50-27. River Forest over South Newton 49-39. Riverton Park, they beat South Vermilion 43-13. Rochester, they got the win over Manchester 45-25. Salem beats Mitchell 46-42. And Shaw Memorial, they beat Clarksville 44-37. Meanwhile, in the NBA, it's a tight one for the Pacers right now. 102-94 for the Suns. 3:10 left in the fourth quarter. Pacers running out of time to make the comeback. And in the NFL divisional round against the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants, the Eagles dominate Big Blue 38-7. Philadelphia advances to the NFC Championship game where they await either the 49ers or the Cowboys. I've got two more updates left. Next one in 15 minutes for Network Indiana. I'm James Adams.
Welcome back. Talking college basketball on Indiana Sports Talk is brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Stan Gerard from the University of Southern Indiana rejoins me, USI. Big solid win over SIU Edwardsville today. All right, Stan, what's the upcoming schedule look like for your guys?
We're back home this week against Eastern Illinois on Thursday and at Tennessee Martin on Saturday, who we just played a week and a half ago at our place. So one home, one away. But excited about the next opportunity. You know, you're only as good as your last game. And we're riding a four-game win streak right now, so we got to keep the momentum going in our direction.
Say hi to Marty for me when Eastern
sure
comes
will.
In. So where are you in the Valley right now, in the OVC? Where are you? You're climbing up the standings.
Four-way tie, first place. So we're right there at the top. We're SIU Edwardsville, Tennessee Tech, and I forgot another school. We're four-way tie, first place. So it's a good place to be in right now because 2 weeks ago we were at the bottom of the league. Yes, it is. Just got to stay there.
I promise you, you're going to come back now and be a regular with me. You got to do this. I'm excited
I sure
for you.
Will.
Thrilled for you guys. I love USI.
Thank you so much.
I'll look forward to it, Stan. Thanks so much. Good luck.
Have a blessed evening. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Stan Gerard, USI, talking basketball. Screaming Eagles playing awfully, awfully well. Let's talk some high school basketball. Steve Kolb from WAXL. XL joins me. He has the Castle 73-65 win over Heritage Hills. Steve, thanks so much for the call. It's a pretty good ball game with two real good teams tonight.
Really was. Really intense physical ball game, well-played ball game, I thought. Two legit scorers really lighting up the highlight reels tonight. Trent Sisley, the extremely talented sophomore for Heritage Hills, goes for a career-high tying 38. That's his fourth consecutive 30-plus outing. And Weston Eidner, the scorer for Castle, is an outstanding scorer. He averages about 20, almost 26 a game. He put in 31 for the Knights tonight. And those two are worth the price of admission all by themselves tonight.
Right. So how's Castle able to get this? Because Heritage Hills has been playing very well right now.
They have. And what the Knights have that the Patriots don't see a ton of during the regular season is great height inside. They start 6'9", and 6'8", and 6'4", with Eidner being the 6'4", along their front line. And they were able to use that to their advantage on the offensive glass. That's one of the ways they did it. And pressure defense, forcing a young Patriots squad to turn it over. I think it ended up being 16 times by my unofficial count. Erased a big Patriot deficit with that stuff because Heritage Hills got out to a 23-12 lead after one quarter. And Patriots got off to a great start. We're executing extremely well. Castle was turning it over a little bit, but Brian Gibson got into his guys a little bit. And they turned the switch on a little bit starting in the second quarter. Heritage Hills never trailed in the first half, but their lead was only two at halftime. And Castle got the lead and just gradually got it out to the 8 or 10 points. Patriots battled back, got it down to, I think, 4 points in the final couple of minutes. But Castle hit free throws very well down the stretch. I had him 10 of 11 for the ball game from the stripe. And Eidner hit big shot after big shot. And Fishley was matching him all night long. And there are some highlight reels.
Right.
Good sports writer from the Evansville Courier and Press posted a highlight reel of pretty much every one of Trent Sisley's baskets tonight. It's worth the find on social media if you can find that tonight. Because he scores in so many different ways. He had several threes.
Right.
He had great drives inside. He finished power finishes inside. A couple of kind of like running jump hooks in the lane. I didn't even think he had one where, and I sit up in one end zone up high, and he was at the other end of the floor. I would swear from about 14 feet away, he threw one off the backboard to the other side, chased it down, and finished on that side of the rim. Like assisting to himself. Now, I'd have to ask him whether that was actually what he was doing there, but it looked like it from my vantage point. And the kid's just been unbelievable. He's on track to crack 1,000 points here in the regular season in his sophomore year. He's at an even 900 right now, and on track for 1,000 before the regular season ends. And he's just been so phenomenal and so fun to watch because of the energy level and the level of play he brings each and every night to the floor. Castle, they had a very frustrating loss last night in overtime to Bloomington South, and they bounced back in a big way on the road tonight. Coach Gibson's got to be proud of his guys because they played very well on the road at Heritage Hills. Patriots, I thought, for the young guys played very well themselves, acquitted themselves well. But Castle was just a little bit too much, made some plays, and forced the Patriots into a few too many turnovers tonight.
Heritage Hills and Castle. Castle wins this one 73-65. Steve Kolb from the great station WAXL in Santa Claus. Great to talk to you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.
Thanks so much. David Deaton with us now from WKLO. David has the call of Corydon Central's 81-76 win at Charlestown tonight. David Deaton, good solid win for Corydon Central tonight.
Yeah, the Panthers complete a sweep on the weekend and get a big 81-76 win on the road at Charlestown tonight, a game that was played at breakneck speed at times and at times was slowed down just a little bit, but only for a couple of possessions at a time. Both teams tried to apply pressure to each other on the full court, and both teams were able to get to the basket tonight. The Panthers were able to turn over Charlestown, a young Pirate team with a lot of talent, good freshman class, and able to get some easy baskets at times, but kind of stalled out in the fourth quarter. Charlestown was down 12 going into the fourth quarter, came back to cut the lead all the way down to 2, but the Panthers were able to hold them off because they got some timely shots and made 11 of 16 free throws in the fourth quarter, and that was enough for them to pull away and get their 14th win of the season tonight, as the Panthers are now 14-2 overall and 3-1 in the MSC with the win tonight.
14-2 is solid. That's they're playing awfully well. So what makes why are they, what do they do? What makes them so good?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. They've been a better defensive team this year. They've been able to turn teams over, get out in the open floor, and they've been finishing on open shots, but they share the ball so well and don't really care who gets the credit night to night. I mean, Tyler Fessel came in tonight. He's a senior guard as their leading scorer, but he ends up as their second leading scorer tonight, and Jalen Fowler, their senior point guard, had 25 points tonight. So they score the ball really well. They move it offensively. They've really cut turnovers down. They're only averaging right. 9 turnovers a game on the season. So all of those things have come together. Plus, they've crashed the glass really well, averaging about 31 turnovers a game. So all of those things have come together for this team, and they've really gelled well. They've got good chemistry, and they're just a team that just continues to get better and better here under Coach Hinton here as the season goes along, and that's why they are where they are. Plus, you know, they've competed really well against good competition.
Who's up next for them?
The Panthers are back at it next Friday. They will host Paoli at home, and we will not be on the call of that one, but it should be a good matchup with the Rams. And then there's a big one next Saturday for the Panthers. They go up to Brownstown Central, and they'll take on the Braves and Jack Benter up there at the Pit. So it's a big weekend for the Panthers next weekend. They will certainly be tested in both of those games, no doubt about that.
All right, don't forget, pairing show tomorrow. I know you're going to be glued to it.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I will be glued to it and be there before 5 o'clock, being ready to watch this one, no doubt.
Is there a watch party?
No, I'm not going to be going to that tomorrow, unfortunately, but I definitely will be tuned in, and I will definitely be writing down some things. If Greg Rakestraw's got some good nuggets, I will definitely use those, and I will attribute credit to the proper source, no doubt about it.
I will be nuggetless. How's that? my role is to, as you can appreciate as a broadcaster, get us in and out of the breaks on time, make sure we get them all in, make sure I get all the sponsor reads, and let everybody know what the heck is going on. So the man himself, WKLO's David Deaton. David, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Have a great weekend.
Coming up, Scott McClellan from Noblesville and our own Nathaniel Finch talking about UIndy. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
We have got plenty of boys high school basketball scores to get through. Starting off with Silver Creek. They took on Austin today. Silver Creek wins 70-56. South Bend Career, they played Elkhart Christian. South Bend wins 59-48. South Knox, they played Eastern Green. South Knox gets the victory 66-33. While South Putnam, they took on Duggar Union and won 57-47. Southport, they play Terre Haute North. Southport wins 57-36, while Southridge gets the victory over Evansville Christian 54-48. And Southwestern Hanover, they beat South Central Elizabeth 85-69. Looking at the girls' side of things, North Posey, they beat Tell City 48-31. Northwood beats Goshen 46-33. Northeast Du Bois, they beat Perry Central 53-42, while Northeastern got the victory over Blue River 55-41. Park Tudor 63, Horizon Christian 12. Portage 64, Griffith 21, and Providence, they beat Oldenburg Academy today 42-35. Looking at the NBA, it is a tight game coming down to the wire, but right now it looks like the Phoenix Suns are going to win over the Indiana Pacers. Score right now 107-101 Suns with a little under a minute left to go in the game. Meanwhile, NFL, the Eagles dominate the Giants in the NFL divisional playoff round 38-7 final score, while earlier today the Kansas City Chiefs, they beat the Jaguars 27-20. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm James Adams.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Noblesville, good weekend for them. 75-47 winners over Hamilton Heights. A very happy Scott McClellan joins me. Coach, thanks for the call, and it was a great weekend for you and the Millers.
Well, thanks for having me. We're pleased with our weekend. You know, we kind of challenged the guys. We hadn't won a game on the road, and you know, really hadn't felt like we'd kind of backed up two games in a row or three games in a row. And
right.
So to go get a road conference win last night and then turn around tonight and get a home win, and I was really pleased with our balance and the way we shared the ball tonight.
You know, also, we all understand, I mean, looking at the calendar, here we are toward the end of January. It's good to see teams, your team, put together a weekend like this at this particular point in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously you want to keep building momentum towards that first week of March. But, you know, we just kind of were able to, you know, kind of put together a good weekend. And I think and we did some things both defensively and offensively that we got a chance to build off of for, you know, the rest of January and going into February. But all in all, a good weekend. And, tonight, just really happy for the kids, the way they shared the ball. I think we had three in double figures and I think nine different guys score. So that's really encouraging.
All right, let's talk about who played well. Who stepped up for you tonight?
You know, I thought Aaron Fine played really well tonight. I thought he really did a nice job of kind of making his teammates better. And probably, I don't know what the final stats were, but, you know, certainly had double figures in points and was approaching the 10 assists. And, you know, so Luke Almodovar again led us with 22 points, and Cooper Bean had 12. We got a couple guys, role guys, come in tonight and really played good defense. So, you know, good weekend for us. So happy, but we got to continue to get better, and we'll get to enjoy it for all of tomorrow and back at it on Monday.
Who's coming up next week?
You know, next week we got a rough week. I mean, we go to Hamilton Southeastern, and then we go to Guerin on Saturday afternoon. So not a lot of, you know, quick turnover. So, you know, those will both be tough challenges. Another conference road game, and then an always dangerous Guerin team that, you know, has played some really good basketball this year. So curious to see how we do and go from there.
Scott McClellan is the head coach at Noblesville. They have a solid, solid weekend. Win last night, win again tonight. And the score tonight, 75-47 winners over Hamilton Heights. Coach, thanks as always. Have a great week.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for all you do for us and high school basketball. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the kind words. Thank you very much. Take care. All right. Thanks, Scott. University of Indianapolis today beats McKendree 75-50. The man who had the call on this game, our own Nathaniel Finch. All right, Nathaniel. 10 wins in a row for the Greyhounds. This is an impressive run they're on right now.
Yeah, Coach, not too bad. We've got, you know, like you said, 10 straight, and last week it was, you know, three home wins against, you know, one of them was a number 11 team in the country, but today the big win over McKendree, middle of the pack in the conference, but they've got some really great players, you know, in the GLVC. Two of your top four scorers come from this Bearcat squad. And they both, you know, they both had their own. Bryson Boltman had 16. Milos Vicentic had 18. Those are their two top guys. But after that, not really anything. Only five guys even got on the board. A couple of these, only a couple points. And, you know, everyone else was just at 0 points. It's just not a lot of depth for this McKendree team. Led to this big 25-point win. But, you know, it started pretty close. It was a, you know, 5-point game going into halftime. And then UIndy, they just they hit the gas and outscored the Bearcats by 20 in the second half.
As you know, I was at the game Monday, and when I was at Franklin College and at IUPUI coaching against them, they were huge rivals of ours. to the extent that I swore I would never, ever go back in that gymnasium. Because the last time I coached a game in that gymnasium, I got thrown out of a game that was officially over. Clock, mismanagement, one of those. It's a long and involved story. It's true. It sounds like it's impossible. I probably am the only coach to have been ejected from a game that was officially over. Zeros on the clock, just to show you my part of my history with the institution. So going back Monday, I went with some of my IUPUI players. Jesse Bingham, who plays for UND, was going for his 1,000th point. His dad was an All-American for me at IUPUI, and so we were there. I liked what they did. I can understand why they're winning so many games. You mentioned, kind of hit the gas and really crank some things up. Love how they put pressure on the ball. They can get in transition. They can space you. They have guys who can knock down shots. I like what Coach Corsaro's done with this group. It's well put together, and these guys, they compete. They play hard. It's a fun team to watch.
And, you know, Coach, it's a lot more than just one or two guys. Like you mentioned, Jesse Bingham just hit his 1,000th
point.
You were there for that. But he only had 7 points today, and yet they still won well going away. Josiah Tynes, kid from Canada, I know Coach Corsaro called in last week, really spoke praise about him. He had 15 points. So did Kendrick Choa, their big man on the inside, double-double for him. They had 11 from Walker off the bench as well. Jarvis Walker there, a new transfer. It's just they don't just have one or two guys that are putting up points for you. Bingham's your best, but you've got plenty of contributors across the board.
Well, I think the other thing that they do and do well is they defend you. They're not a one-dimensional group by any means. They make it difficult for you to score. I like the inside-out combination they have. They have a couple of bigs who can play. A couple of bigs can run the floor and defend, give you a post presence. Their perimeter guys, as you point out, they share the wealth. They have a number of guys who, if you don't guard them, they're going to knock down threes on you. So that's an interesting situation. So where are they conference-wise? Where are they standing-wise in the GLVC?
Sitting pretty at number one in the conference. They've got the second-best offense and the best defense. They've had the best defense in the conference for about the last 2 years. So, I mean, like you mentioned it, great on defense. And when you've got the number two offense in the league, it makes it hard to beat this team. That's why they've won 10 straight.
Outstanding. So next week, what's their schedule? Where are they?
Got a couple road games in Illinois, a little three-hour trips. Not too bad. I'll be going on one of them as well. So they have Illinois Springfield on Thursday, and then Saturday afternoon they've got a clash with Lewis, who is sitting up there towards the top of the GLVC as well.
Right. So the talk is they could be in the running for hosting a regional in the NCAA Division II tournament. Any further thought about that?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a few years since we've seen UND in the tournament. I mean, they almost won their automatic bid with the GLVC tournament last year.
Right.
But, I mean, it's been a while since they've been there. They went on a big run. You know, they were probably in there more often than not from, most of the time that Coach Girard was down there. So I think there's a chance, though, that they can do some damage in it this year. And, I mean, what Coach Corsaro has building down there, very impressive. Lost his first 7 games when he started 2 years ago, but since then it's been nothing but success. I think it's going to continue.
WICR and Indiana Sports Talk's Nathaniel Finch on the call of UND's win over McKendree today. Great, solid win for them.
75-50.
All right, now, Nathaniel Finch, Mom and Dad, I know are listening. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. You've raised a great son. That was a good segment. He's an incredibly important part of what we do on Indiana Sports Talk, and I'm happy that we get a chance. We need to talk basketball. Nathaniel, great job. Fantastic. I know that music means I need to shut up, and I will. We'll come back and talk some more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk.
Last scoreboard update of the evening. Before I get to the high school basketball scores, a quick Pacers update. Pacers fall in Phoenix tonight, 112-107. That is the final score. Pacers continue to struggle without Tyrese Halliburton. They now sit at 23-25. All right, getting into the boys' high school basketball scores for the final time. Sullivan, they took on White River Valley tonight and won 72-38. Switzerland County beat Trinity Lutheran 53-33. Twin Lake 64, West Lafayette 59. Warsaw 61, Valparaiso 58. Washington beat Pike Central 55-48, while Western Boone got the 55-32 victory over Speedway. Western beat Mississinewa 54-44, Westfield 74, Tri-West 51, Westview 67, Garrett 44, Winnemac beating Delphi 40-31, and Yorktown beating Monroe Central 51-47. Looking at the girls' scores for the final time, Tippecanoe Valley beat Southwood 55-42, Tri beat Shenandoah 68-26, Union County got the win over Daleville 54-17, University beat LaPel 51-50, while Vincennes Reveille beat Newton, Illinois 48-24, and Wapahani got the victory over Union City 58-38. That will do it for me tonight. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm James Adams. Coach, take us home.
James Adams, great job. Tremendous job. Nathaniel Finch, tremendous job. It's great to work with you guys. I look forward to it. High school basketball tonight, Lake Station, 55-51 winners over Hanover Central. Bob Burke joins me. Coach, thanks so much for staying up late. I appreciate the call, and congratulations on the win.
Long drive home, so we definitely take advantage of it. Give you a call.
I appreciate that. So your team, you're on a little bit of a run right now, Coach. You're playing awfully well.
Yeah, we are 12 in a row. You know, big one against the Hanover Central. We're both undefeated in conference, and you know, they got a really good team. We'll see them again in the sectional. So it was a big one for us tonight, and our guys are playing well. It's senior loaded team, so I expect it at this point in time, but it's nice to see.
Yeah. All right, two possession game. How do you win this at the end?
It was kind of back and forth, and you know, we got a couple stops late. You know, took a 2-point lead. I think it was tied. Took a 2-point lead, and kids got a big stop, and we hit one or two free throws. They came down, hit a bucket, and we just kind of hanging on to the 3-point lead and our 2-point lead at that point. Just iced it with some free throws. I mean, I think we were 6-6 there in the last minute from the line, and no turnovers, which is always the big key, and they mm-hmm. took care of it. Mm-hmm. So really, really proud of the way they responded after, you know, kind of a rough start. Got down 7-10 points, and they were able to battle back and get themselves in the game.
All right, who plays well for you, Coach? Let's brag about some of these guys.
Yeah, well, Willie Miller had a huge night for us, especially down the stretch. Just he led us with 24 points. Real consistent, really good from the line. I think he missed one free throw, 7 of 8 from the line. But just kind of got the ball in his hands late, and he did the job. And Armani Gonzalez had 11 for us, but unofficially we had him for 8 steals. He really just wreaked havoc in the backcourt. Had him guarding point guard, and he created a lot of most of his points just came off of just taking the ball from him and creating turnovers all by himself. So those two really stepped up for us. I mean, there are guys, you know, there are leaders game in and game out. But when we needed them tonight, they really showed out.
All right, so who's up next for you, Coach?
We got the big rival game. We got River Forest coming up next Saturday, so we're looking forward to that. That's the only game we got next week, so I'm really kind of focusing on that, and then kind of turn the page. We got Couts coming up here in a week and a half, so that's always a good one for us as we kind of wind down here the last 6-7 games.
Lake Station number 9 in 3A. Yeah. Yep. Good.
Yeah,
sorry, Coach.
Yeah, number 9. No, I'm sorry. I say, you know, we're looking forward to the Portage matchup. Munster, we got a couple 4A schools that we're really excited to see where we stand against those guys. And Portage playing fantastic right now. Monster's playing really well. So we're really excited. We'll see those guys in about 3 weeks. So we'll really kind of be testing ourselves as the sectional rolls around.
Lake Station number 9 and 3A tonight, 55-51 winners over Hanover Central. Bob Burke, thank you so much for the call, Coach, and continued success to you and your guys.
Hey, appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Brendan King joins me. You know Brendan King. He's a superstar. Brendan, how are you tonight?
What's up, Coach? Thanks for having me, as always.
Anytime. You're working tonight, right?
Did a little work tonight for Nine Star, our good pals. Worked with Jim Leisure, who is one of our favorites, of course, and got to call the Eastern Hancock Shenandoah game, Coach, which, as you know, it's a storied rivalry, 17 miles apart.
Right.
Couple schools that really get into it. So Eastern Hancock, it's a really important 68-38 win, Coach, and we'll tell you about it. I know you're up against it here, but Royals,
there it
they
is.
Got a good-looking team. They got a good-looking team heading towards March.
A professional. He knows that music means we got to make a move. Brendan King and I'll come back, talk some more hoop on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King, you know him. You love him. From all of his work, not only with the South Bend Cubs, but with Indiana Sports Talk, working for Nine Star TV tonight with the Eastern Hancock and Shenandoah matchup. Eastern Hancock winning this one 68-38. Brendan King, they defended the heck out of Shenandoah tonight, didn't they?
Coach, they did, and I think what impresses me most about Eastern Hancock is their ability to score, and clearly that's the Spalding twin brothers who are just so complimentary of each other, Stylus and Josh, and of course Aaron Spalding's the head coach at Eastern Hancock, has been for a long, long time, but I think what I like most, Coach, out of the Royals, that what Jim Leisure and I talked about is going to benefit them so well in the long run come March, is their ability to rebound as a team, but especially get offensive rebounds. And that's everybody on the team, Coach. I don't know if I've watched a high school team this year for sure. I say this year that rebounds collectively as well as Eastern Hancock. The guards go up and vouch for offensive rebounds. I mean, they play suffocating defense. We compared it to what VCU used to do during like the peak Shocker days. In the tournament. It was that type of press, Coach. And Shenandoah is not a bad team. They're dealing with injuries. They're very young. They're starting three freshmen. So Shenandoah is going to be fine. And they have shown the ability before where they've reset with freshmen, then they go all the way in the tournament and make a run. So, you know, Shenandoah is probably a little ways away. But, Coach, this Eastern Hancock team, they can score, they can defend, and they can rebound. And you know best when you compare those three things together. Come March, it's going to be a dangerous ball club.
Absolutely. All right. So, there you have it. You're just busy. You know, you're everywhere. You might be the most versatile guy I know. Minor league baseball, high school football, basketball, hosting a daily show, co-hosting a daily show. What is it you can't do?
I guess we'll find out that answer, Coach, as we go, right? I mean, you know, whatever they throw at the wall and hope it sticks. But, no, it's been fun, and it's super exciting, Coach. Actually, this week I just booked my flight to Arizona. Going to be at spring training for a week in March. Excited for that and to get back out there. I haven't been there since pre-COVID, so it could be good to go see the boys and hang out at spring training. So it's going to be a fun couple months together. It's going to be awesome.
I should know this, but where in Arizona will you be?
The Cubs facility, Coach, is in Mesa, which is, you know, a stone's throw from Scottsdale. So we'll be right in the heat of the action.
Yikes. All right, what about your Bulldogs? What's going on with them?
Yeah, I mean, Coach, just battling the injury bug. I mean, I think Thad said it best that, you know, the Dogs have played some games over the last few weeks where they can really use Manny Bates, and Jalen Thomas has been a nice addition.
Right.
But, you know, when you're without Manny and you got to play in the Big East every night, it's going to be tough.
Brendan King, great way to wrap it up. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend. Again, my thanks to Brendan, all of our guests. Thanks to James Adams and Nathaniel Finch and Elijah Robertson. Great job, gentlemen. Thanks to our great stations around the state that are bringing the show every Friday and Saturday night. Join Greg Rakestraw and me tomorrow, 5 to 7 for the Pairing Show. This is the history-making, legendary Indiana Sports Talk.